This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along as we talk about Real ID. You've been hearing about it for years. It was from the federal government, but the individual states must implement the program. It will be required for some people needing to do certain things, and you may have to get a renewal at a different interval because this will be your driver's license. So, well, there's a lot of details to explain. So we're going to go to Alexis Campbell at PennDOT, a spokesperson for the State Department of Transportation. Will sort things out for us today on the program and let us know what we need to do and when we need to do it. Thanks for joining us on the program, Alexis.
The Real ID Act is a federal law. It was passed several years ago, and what it does is it affects the way that states issue driver's licenses and photo ID cards if they're going to be used as identification for certain federal purposes, like boarding a domestic flight or entering certain federal buildings that require ID at the door.
Okay, and it was Pennsylvania wasn't on board right away, correct? I mean, was there a deadline given by the feds, and then some states got on quicker than others?
Yeah, there states have been declared compliant by the Department of Homeland Security, which is the federal agency that oversees Real ID, kind of on an ongoing basis for the last several years. There are about 16 states and territories currently, including Pennsylvania, who aren't yet compliant.
Okay.
And here in Pennsylvania, we had a law on the books until just last year that prohibited Pennsylvania from participating in Real ID. So we weren't able to do anything to offer Real ID compliant products to our customers until last year. So as soon as that prior legislation was repealed, then we were able, PennDOT was able to get to work on developing a plan to become Real ID compliant. So we'll have Real IDs available to customers who want them starting in March.
This legislation, does that go way back, or was that something in this court battle over the whole thing? Or
it was passed in 2012 and repealed in 2017.
Why was it passed after the federal government said you have to do this? Were they trying to stay out of it? Was that? But then they realized they couldn't.
Well, there were. I mean, I can't really speak to the thought process of the legislature at that time. But there were a lot of states actually had similar legislation. And technically, Real ID is not mandatory. I mean, it is and it isn't. So basically, it's up to the states. If you want your driver's licenses to be acceptable to board domestic commercial flights, then they need to be Real ID compliant. We were in a position of if we wanted our citizens to be able to continue to use their driver's licenses, we had to be able to offer a compliant product in order for that to happen. So that's why the law was ultimately repealed, and here we are today.
It is, but it isn't, is one of the reasons I'm doing this interview, because I really want to straighten this stuff out for my listeners. I probably have some of the same questions I've been running through my head as I read these stories over the last couple of years. So everybody doesn't need one. So let's say I'm 80 years old, I'm not going to any federal buildings, and I don't plan to fly for the rest of my life. So that's someone who doesn't have to have this. It's just, you get it if you need it.
Right. It's optional. And that was specific in the law that was passed in 2017 that allowed us to pursue getting Real ID compliant was it needed to be optional, so that if a customer, you know, like the person you described, somebody who doesn't fly or doesn't visit federal facilities, even people that already have passports, those will be acceptable for federal travel after October 1st, 2020. The main thing that is important to remember is that after October 1st, 2020, you're going to need either a Real ID or another form of federally acceptable ID, like a passport or a military ID, to board a domestic flight or enter a secure federal building that requires ID. So that's the date that we're all working towards, and that's the date that, at least at this point, the Department of Homeland Security says that they'll begin enforcing Real ID, and you'll need either a Real ID driver's license from your state or a passport or the like to board a domestic flight. So if you already have a passport or a military ID that will work, then, you know, you don't need to get a you don't need to get a Real ID. Or if you want to, you certainly can, but maybe wait until your license is already up for renewal and upgrade, you know, at that point. You would be able to use your passport to enter a federal building, too. It's okay. The same. Yeah, it would work for either.
Okay, great. Of course, the passport does cost more, but if you already have it, that's the key.
It's kind of up to each individual person to figure out what's best for them and what their personal travel habits are. So if you're a person who obviously already has a passport, and it makes the most sense to you to just keep your passport current, and then you'd be able to use that to travel both internationally and domestically, then go for it. Then that's the way that you should do it. If you don't plan to travel internationally and you don't want to, a passport is more expensive. It lasts for 10 years. So there's sort of just things that each person has to weigh out based on their own travel habits and their own needs. So that's one of the main reasons why Real ID is optional here in Pennsylvania. It's not mandated. So if it's not something that you want or need, you certainly do not have to do it.
Okay. And now what about for like under 18? I have a 12-year-old daughter. When we fly, it's a birth certificate. But what is this something she should have, or can you continue to use the forms of ID that kids have used in the past?
Yeah, right now, TSA doesn't require ID for kids under 18. That's current. You know, they could change that, of course, at any time. And in Pennsylvania, we do offer non-driver photo IDs for children as young as 10. So you could get a Real ID for your child if you wanted to, provided that they're at least age 10. And, you know, that would be available. But right now, TSA doesn't require ID for under 18. It would require the child's traveling companion to have proper identification, of course. But the ID for a kid is not currently required. Passport is a different story, of course. Traveling internationally is not the same. If you're traveling domestically with a child, at this point, you don't need ID. But internationally, you would need a passport for even a baby.
Let's talk about how do you prepare to get a Real ID, both if you're just going to do it when the time comes, but they're also having sessions around the state to know a lot of our legislators are doing this, where people can come and to be pre-registered?
Pre-verified.
Yeah, pre-verified. So yeah. Explain what people are going to need, and what's the benefit of going to one of these instead?
Well, it just sort of depends on what's the most convenient for you and your schedule. Right now, between now and March 1st, we're pre-verifying people for Real ID, meaning that even though Real IDs aren't going to actually be available until March, customers are able to come into any PennDOT Driver License Center or to go to one of these special pop-up events that are being held at various locations throughout the state with the required Real ID documentation, and our staff will take it and make sure everything is there that has to be there, scan it to the customer's record, and mark their driving record as eligible to receive a Real ID, so that when March rolls around, they don't have to come back to PennDOT with those documents. They can go online to our website and order their Real ID that way, and then it'll be mailed to them within 15 business days. So the benefit to the customer in going early is obviously we're anticipating that the closer we get to the full implementation date of October 1st, 2020, the more people are going to realize that they need a Real ID. So we expect the volumes at our sites to increase, and so the more people that we can get in now, the better it is for everybody and the easier time you'll have of going through the process. Because part of what the Real ID law requires states to do, if they're going to issue a Real ID compliant driver's license to a customer, we need to verify that customer's identity, social security number, and their residency in Pennsylvania. So you'd need to bring into us a birth certificate or passport. If you have a passport, you can use that to help you get a real ID. So either a birth certificate or a passport, a Social Security card, and two proofs of your Pennsylvania residency. And also, if you've had any name changes that aren't reflected on whatever your proof of identity document is, so either your birth certificate or passport, we would need to see documentation showing that name change. So if you got married, for example, and your name is different now than it was on your birth certificate, then we would just need to see your marriage certificate that shows where that name change happened.
Okay. And as for cost and renewal, I mean, this is similar to driver's license, correct?
Yeah, it is your driver's license. So if you, it's essentially an upgrade to your driver's license when it all boils down. So you would, if you have a driver's license, you would have a real ID driver's license with a little gold star on it that would tell TSA or whomever, whatever federal agency is looking at it, that it's a real ID compliant product. There's a one-time opt-in fee of $30, and you pay that when you get your first real ID. And then at the time that you get your first real ID, no matter where you are in your renewal cycle, we will renew you. And that will allow you to keep the time that's still on your current product and will add 4 years to it. So, for example, if you come in to us in March 2019 and your driver's license expires in March 2021 and you get your first real ID, you'll pay your $30. You'll pay your renewal fee of, right now it's $30.50. So your first real ID will cost $60.50. But it will have an expiration date that includes the 2 years that are still left on your license plus four. So it'll be good for 6 years. You wouldn't need to renew that product for 6 years until 2026.
That's about where I am, because I'm this summer I'll be halfway through my license. So that's... So if I get one this summer, then I'm good for that extra couple of years.
Right. So you'll get to, no matter what, you'll get to keep the time that you that you've already paid for, you know, that and you've still got left. Yeah, that's why we structured the expiration date that way. So then when 6 years rolls around and your first real ID expires, then you'll just go back to a normal four-year cycle. You'll never pay any additional fees to renew a real ID versus a standard issue ID. You really just pay extra that one time, and then you're done. You've got it, and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Okay. What's physically different about the card, or is it just simply the fact that the process is different getting into it?
Yeah, the process is different, and truly what real ID is and what the regulations outline is a set of standards and the process by which that we have to, you know, go through by vetting the documents to give you a real ID. But on the actual card itself, a real ID compliant card, once they're available, will look just like your regular driver's license, except it will have a gold star on it that indicates that it's a real ID. Another thing that the federal regulations require is that for states like us who are issuing both, who are not making real ID mandatory and are issuing both a real ID product and a non-real ID product, the non-real ID has to be marked as such. So if you choose not to get a real ID, the next time you renew your license, it will say not for real ID purposes on it. So it'll be your regular driver's license. It'll just have those words on it so that if you were to try to use it to board a flight, TSA would know that it's not a real ID.
Okay. And I'm wondering what it would be like to be a TSA agent right now because every state's sending them something different.
Yeah. Well, and the good thing is that, you know, hopefully the TSA folks, you know, on the front lines will know what each state's identification looks like. And but yeah, I mean, it's going to be a learning curve for everybody. And at PennDOT, we're trying to do our best to communicate with our customers to make sure that they know what they need to do and they understand what their options are. And if, you know, if they need to obtain replacement documents, we try to make that, you know, we've made that information available to them. You know, if you need a new birth certificate or you need to replace your Social Security card or whatever the case may be, we're trying to make sure people know what to do. And I'm sure TSA has their own set of things you know, they're trying to communicate as well.
All right. And there is a brochure out there. I know I got one from our state representative, and that's out and available. And probably the website for PennDOT as well would have this information?
Yeah, our website has a ton of information. It's kind of the best place to go if you're looking for information on Real ID. And you can get right to the Real ID section of the page by typing in PennDOT.gov/RealID right into your browser. Or if you visit the PennDOT Driver and Vehicle Services website where you go to renew your driver's license or your vehicle registration, right on the top of every page there's a gold star icon that says Real ID. You just click there and that gets you everything. There's frequently asked questions. There's information about what documents you need. There's even an online wizard tool that helps if you're not sure if you need a Real ID, you can kind of answer a series of questions, and at the end we'll say, you know, maybe based on what you said, you should consider getting a Real ID. If not, you can wait till your renewal or whatever. So okay. If people aren't quite sure, there's lots of information there that will help you.
The key is don't panic. It's coming, but it's coming in a process over the next year and a half, more or less.
Yeah, it's coming, but there's a lot of information out there. And, of course, we're always available here to help answer your questions.
We've been talking to Alexis Campbell, a spokesperson for PennDOT in Harrisburg, about Real ID and what you need to do. Again, go to the PennDOT website for all the details. You can also give your state legislator a call. They can help you out as well. Thanks for being with us on the program, Alexis. And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.